All right, I'll go through the injury report real quick, guys. Tyvon Branch did not practice. Mike Brizell was limited in practice. Jerron Kreiner was limited in practice. Andre Holmes was limited in practice. Jason Hunter did not practice today. Kaluka was limited in practice. Matt McCants limited. Darren McFadden did not practice. Denarius Moore did not practice. Daniel Muir was limited. Terrell Pryor was limited. So, I'll go ahead and get to the question that everybody's going to ask. Matt McGloin will be the starting quarterback this week. We'll monitor Terrell to see how he's doing this week, what his health is, and find out what his status will be, for the game this weekend. We had to go out and battle through some elements today, which, I think that's always good to have to go out and do that. And guys have to keep their focus and get themselves ready and get ready to play the game on Sunday. So it was good that we went out and did that. I don't think we had the type of practice that I would have wanted to, but we got a chance to come back tomorrow and have a better practice. This is a big game for our football team. We need to be able to come out and put back-to-back weeks together. I thought we had a good week of practice last week. Thought we played well. We need to be able to do the same this week in front of our home crowd. So we understand that it's a tough challenge against this football team. I think they've got explosive playmakers on the offensive side of the ball, in both in the passing game and in the running game. And this is a defense that plays, very aggressive, a lot of man coverage, tough physical defense. So, we'll have our work cut out for us.
So to come out now and to say that Matt is the quarterback, is that because Pryor isn't going to be healthy enough, or is it just Matt one way or the other?
Well, it's twofold. One, number one, Matt McGloin earned the right to get another opportunity to start with the way that he performed last week. And then, also just being able to get a chance to watch Terrell this week in practice and kind of monitor where he is, physically. And hopefully he'll be healthy enough that he'll be up and active for the game. But we'll see, how that plays out as the week goes on.
How did Terrell take your conversation on Monday? You said you'd have to talk with him about what would be happening.
I'm sure that he wants to be out there and he wants to be able to play, but I think he understands – where we're at and the situation that we're in. I don't know that he's, obviously 100% healthy. I don't know how many guys are at this point in time in the season, but he understands that he needs to get healthy so he has an opportunity to come out and help us.
Would you use him as a backup for the following game? Or
if he's healthy.
If he's healthy?
Yeah. Yeah.
If he's it's too much, but never mind.
is he like going to be ruled out for sure? Like Terrell's ruled out this game, or
no?
Oh, okay. So you could possibly use him.
Like I said, I want to monitor how Terrell does in practice this week to see where his health is. If he's healthy, then he'll be up and be the backup quarterback in this game, and we could potentially use him in this football game.
Yeah.
If he's not, then he'll be down.
Could you use him in that same way that you had envisioned during camp, where he might be like an accent piece?
It's a possibility.
Okay.
DJ Hayden, IR today. Last week you thought that the injury didn't seem to think it was that bad. You thought he'd be okay after a while.
I don't know that I ever said that I thought he'd be okay. But he had a groin injury. He's having or had yesterday the sports hernia surgery. We had to put him on IR for the rest of the year.
How would you characterize the way played in eight games that he was healthy enough to play?
Well, obviously I would say he had his ups and downs. He had some times where I thought he played really well, and then sometimes where he looked like a rookie out there. But I think for where he's at, for the things that he's had to go through, I was pleased with his progress. And now he's got to go through another rehab process and begin to start getting ready for next year. It'll be a great thing for him to have a full off season where he can work out, get himself in shape, get bigger, get stronger, and get ready for next year.
Well, where's Miles guys on the roster?
Miles is on the roster.
Expecting to play this week? What's he looking like?
Yeah, I think there's a chance that we could see him out there on Sunday. He'll be a guy that we got to try to work in. I mean, we wouldn't just throw him in there and have him play 60 plays in the game, but he's a guy that you know, obviously we felt like he was healthy enough that he could help us. So, you know, I want to try to get an opportunity, and hopefully we'll be able to get him in the game this week and see how he does.
How extensive was his special teams play last year when he was a 15-game starter?
I wouldn't call it extensive. You know, he did participate some in special teams. I would envision as we get him into the flow that he'll have a bigger role on special teams, and then see, you know, how much we're able to get him in the game as a linebacker.
Can Matt continue to earn starts, like if he plays well on set? I mean, like, could this carry over for
the
season?
Listen, this is a production business,
right?
And I've said that before, and one of the things that we've tried to create here is an atmosphere of competition where if you go out and you perform and you make plays, you get opportunities to continue to go out and perform and make plays. And he did that last week. He's going to get another opportunity this week, and we'll see how it goes.
How did Greg Williams shape who you are as a coach? How did working with him?
A lot, you know. I got a lot of respect for Greg as a football coach, and you know, he taught me a lot, not just schematically, but you know, how to really how to run a defense, and not just, you know, what you do call wise, but how do you lead those guys, how do you motivate those guys, how do you get them to play hard and play the way that you want them to play. And when you go back and you look throughout his career at all the defenses that he's been a part of, all of them have had, you know, a common characteristic, and that's that they play really physical and they play really hard.
As far as the blitz schemes go, also influence as far as your blitz schemes that you still use today and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, we still do some of the things that we did there with him in New Orleans. I mean, obviously every year you kind of tweak some things and add some things, take some things out. JT and some of the things that he's done in his past, we've kind of combined systems a little bit, and I think it's been pretty effective for us.
Jared Belder right now in terms of his comeback?
Yeah, really, he's practicing this week. He got practice reps this week. I don't anticipate him being up and playing in the game this week. I'm really shooting for the Thanksgiving Day game to get him back.
But there's more his injuries that possibly serious or not?
Well, I mean, he couldn't practice today. He's really sore. He'll be – you know, one of those guys that's going to be day to day, and this will be something that he's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to deal with as we finish out this season. But whenever he can tolerate, you know, the pain and be able to push through it, then you know, he'll be back and up. I mean, it's nothing that, you know, it's not a surgery thing or anything like that. So,
would weather play any part in whether or not a guy practices or not? If it's really rainy and cold, if, say, a guy's got a hamstring, maybe I want to put him out there today, or no? Are you either ready or you're not, regardless of what it's like?
Yeah, I mean, you can either go or you can't go. And now, how much they practice, you know, whether we use them in a limited role or let them take all their reps or not, that might be a factor. But, you know, I don't really put too much into, you know, if it's raining, we're not, you know, certain guys not going to practice. Mm-hmm. It's getting better. He had a good workout today. I talked to Rod coming out off the field, and you know, obviously he hadn't talked to Darren, but you know, it looked like he, you know, he had a pretty good workout over there on the side. So we'll get a chance to visit with him. We'll see more where he's at and see what his availability is for this week. But he's definitely getting closer.
The different styles of him and Rashad, maybe a 1-2 punch there with the different styles they have of running.
Yeah, I mean, I got confidence in both of those guys that they could go in and do the job for us. And so, you know, I think we got two good running backs, and we'll use them accordingly.